It's the Rokan Show right here, 720 WGN. All right, Susana Mendoza is the controller of the state of Illinois. A lot of people get confused by it and also don't know how to pronounce that, whether it's controller or comptroller. I'm going to go with comptroller, even though it's controller, right?
Whatever floats your boat.
I know, that's fantastic. Thank you. Not the first time you've said that. All right, let me, we just played some, within 40 minutes ago, we played a piece of audio that I could not believe. You had a red light camera. Can we play this again? Can we play this in the top 5-5? I know I'm playing a tape of you in front of you, but I just want to understand exactly what it was that was said here, because you're announcing that the state is not going to be enforcing red light cameras, right? In terms of red light camera tickets from the suburbs, because the city handles their own, right? Is that how that goes?
Right. We do not collect on those ticket revenues for the city.
Right, but you do for other 60
municipalities.
Right, yep. Okay. And then you kind of drop something in the middle of all this that I my head started to spin.
A local official who told the Sun-Times that he gets a cut of every fine paid on a red light camera ticket issued by a town where he helped set up the contract with the red light camera company that he worked on the side as a consultant. It stinks, and it's rot.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yes, and yes, and yes. And how did that happen?
So this is a statement, actually, that the individual gave to the Sun-Times. It's Commissioner Tobolsky's chief of staff. So, you know, a complete political insider who, on the side, was consulting for a red light camera and essentially incentivized the system. While it may not be legal, I find it to be completely unethical and definitely morally bankrupt, right? So this individual is incentivized to put up get as many approvals as possible for traffic lights and then gets a commission on every ticket that is issued. I mean, how wrong is that?
And they go to the municipality. Explain a little bit of how that works. So this guy goes to the municipality.
Yeah, and his boss happens to be the mayor of one of these townships that is in absolute federal scrutiny right now. I mean, the feds just took, I think it was, don't quote me on this, but around $50,000 out of a safe in his home, right? And his chief of staff has admitted that he was collecting revenue per ticket issued, and he was, you know, part and parcel in influencing the mayor as to where these lights should go. So, I mean, this was not public knowledge, but the minute it became public knowledge, and the fact that this is happening leads me to believe that it's probably happening with other individuals as well. And you know, so many other things that are wrong with the red light camera system. But you add the corruption element to it, right? Or the absolute unethical behavior to it from public officials. And I think we have to put a stop to that without a doubt.
Okay. And now I know that I'm shocked to find gambling here in the casino. But this is just so, like, boldface. You know,
it's 100%.
It's amazing to me that he almost was bragging about it. Now, again, it's probably not illegal, though, as you said, it probably should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's self-dealing. And essentially, as opposed to, and I remember when Rahm Emanuel, remember, hey, he used to be the mayor. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He used to be the mayor of Chicago. He sort of famously would say, listen, the red light cameras, we're putting them up. It's for the kids, it's for safety, it's for the schools. It's always, you know, it's always what it is. But it really isn't. It's about revenue. And that's and clearly you have a guy not just admitting it's about revenue. It's about revenue for him.
Exactly. I mean, think about, here's the startling reality of this is, look, in theory, this was originally passed because, you know, there was evidence to show that people who run red lights and it eats up police resources. And we want to make sure that the police are allocated in a way where they're not babysitting red light intersections. Right. But that this would make it safer, that clearly there were intersections in the city of Chicago and other parts of the state where there were significant fatalities. So how this was originally pitched was this new technology that can make our streets safer. Clearly, it has, you know, ballooned into this, like, one-eyed monster, essentially. And now we see that there's all this potential, I'm going to say potential corruption, because, you know, no one's been charged yet, but clearly massive lack of ethics involved here. And the more startling conclusion or evidence here is that 95% of all red lights issued are not for those vehicles that are running through an actual red light through, you know, from one part of the intersection through the other. But 95% of those tickets are for right turns, you know, right turns on red, where the individual doesn't come to a complete 3-second perfect textbook stop, turns right, and by the way, turns right on an intersection where it's legal to turn right on red, but doesn't make a perfect stop, and then that light goes off. You see those lights going off all the time, and honestly, you know, people are stopping, looking, turning. They don't maybe make that 3-second stop, and they get nailed with a ticket. 95% of those.
And they're so confusing sometimes, too.
Yep.
Can I turn here? Can I not turn here?
Yeah, especially in the ones that
sometimes.
Are. Yeah, and there's these ones that have designated like turn zones. They're like on a curve,
mm-hmm.
and per statute, that light is supposed to be within the visual cone of the driver, and those lights are actually behind the driver. So when you turn right, there's no light ahead of you that gives you like the go ahead that hey, this is like one of those tricky intersections you have to be extra cautious at. And so people are getting ticketed left and right, and they don't even realize it.
Yeah, and it's cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching for the municipality and for the red light camera companies and for the lobbyists who got them through.
And there's also like an equity issue here. I mean, if you think about the fact that, I mean, I do think that the facts show that the people of low economic means and minority communities are disproportionately impacted by this. Here's a statistic for you. 22% of tickets fall to people who happen to be African American. Yet 40% of the outstanding debt on collections is in the African American community. So what does that tell you? That people who can least afford to pay are being hit with tickets that they can't even pay on face value, and then they double and triple. And you've got people losing their driver's licenses over this, and which, you know, you lose your driver's license, you lose your job in many respects. Right. So it's really an unfair system that, as we know now, people have taken advantage of for their own personal gain, and is at the expense of vulnerable taxpayers. That's got to end.
So I do remember when they put these things up that there's like that fat white line that was my nickname in high school, that you have to stop on or before, right? Like if you cross that line, and especially in the suburbs, before you turn, if you're going to make this right turn on red,
yep.
and if your wheels are on that line, you're going to get, that camera's going to go off if that's where you stopped before you made the turn. And it seemed like people who were living in those municipalities where that was happening, I don't think that's the same exact case in the city of Chicago, but I know out in the suburbs, that is the case. And people are like, yeah, I know. And they just kind of put up with it. They sort of shrugged their shoulders. This has been going on for a decade now, hasn't it?
Yeah. And then the appeals process is like, forget about it, right? I mean, most people have to go appeal this if they decide to during the middle of the day when most people are working. And it's really just a system that's set up to make a ton of money. And
right. I don't believe
it's actually making communities safer. And, you know, I would argue that all municipalities right now should be revisiting whether they should be in this business, frankly, and at what cost. You know, they're definitely harming their own community, and is it worth it? I don't believe it is.
And the short yellow lights in downtown Chicago? Shortest yellow light, I believe, in the country. There's been studies done on that.
Yeah.
Why is it so short?
Well, that's a funny thing.
To bring that red light quicker.
Yes.
So you go through a red light.
Yeah.
And which actually causes more accidents.
Exactly.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And then they stopped. They have the countdowns, right, on the walk thing. Mm. That, you know, you always, like, if you're lucky enough to get one of those intersections, you know, you're working
those
it.
Those countdowns are great.
Yeah, actually. You're working yourself to them. Right. I mean, as a driver, you want that. That countdown is very helpful, right? But they stop putting the countdown in because they don't want to tell you, because they do want these. Now, the city is sort of changing its tune on this. Do you think there will be a change? You think that the red light camera, because let's face it, the people who ran the woman who was like the president of one of the red light camera companies went to prison, not just convicted in one state, but two states for malfeasance.
Yeah. Look, Ro, I'd like to believe that we have this unique opportunity right now, in whatever position you're in elected-wise, to right some wrongs, right? I mean, we just saw the governor pardon a whole bunch of people who were in jail or had convictions for low-level marijuana things, right? That was the right thing to do.
Especially now, right?
Exactly.
People are lined up around a block to pay taxes on their marijuana.
Yeah, but I mean, like, nobody should be in jail for some low-level offense, right? And nobody's life should be ruined because of some low-level offense. And I'm a very much law and order type of person. You know this about me. So, but this red light issue, I mean, you have to look at the facts. And the facts are that as much as we would have liked to believe that this was really all about safety, it's not. It's really a big, huge money grab. And there's significant, what I think, you know, propensity to have a corrupt system in place. And they've frankly had years, like you said, people have gone to jail over this in the past.
Yeah.
They've had years to clean up the system, to make it fully transparent. And when you don't have any transparency in a program, like we have very little to none here, it's only because of these investigative stories by, you know, the Sun-Times and ABC, that frankly we even know a lot of these statistics. When you don't have transparency, there's no accountability. Well, now we have some, thanks to, you know, the media playing their part and our office taking some decisive action. I hope that the municipalities revisit this instead of looking at this as a continued money grab, figure out other ways.
Why would they do that, though? You're the controller of the state of Illinois, Suzanne Mendoza. Why would they listen to you? Why should they listen
to
you?
Well, because it's the right thing to do. And I'm speaking here because we also, and you may not know this, but our office, because we have a lot of work to do when it comes to collections, we serve as a collection agency, our office gains a $20 administrative fee on each ticket. Right? That gets approved.
It's part of the collection.
Yeah, and that comes out to about $1 million in revenue for our own office. And I don't want to put a price on doing the right thing. So you don't ever see offices or agencies willingly give up that type of revenue. But I believe that we have to make a position here. We have to stake a position based on a strong moral compass. It's the right thing to do, figure out other ways to cut costs and raise revenues. And I think you can raise revenue by, frankly, cutting a lot of administrative bloat in a lot of these municipalities that have this program. So this is the easy way to go. Don't take the easy route. Do the right thing.
You've been in politics in this town for a while. I won't say how long, but a while. And there's whether, you know, it's in the city government level or the county or at the state level, you know, people are doing the wrong thing. Right. It's like in city council, they all know who the not only who the council members are who are doing the wrong thing, but staff and people like that, that maybe not everybody knows their names. It is amazing to me that as I'm watching the story over the last 30 years, never change in my professional career, still continues not to change. Is there anything that you see that will change any of this?
Yeah. I mean, we just had a big policy change today, right? This is a huge step in the right direction. And while I can't single-handedly wipe out the program, I mean, we're doing what we can, our part, at, you know, at a cost of $1 million to my budget, to do the right thing and set the example. And we're going to continue to make the case for why municipalities should not be in this business. And hopefully the state will take the lead and, you know, move in the direction that other states, Texas, who I usually hate to compare ourselves with, but they just passed this not too long ago. And there's been about 8 states that have moved in the direction to full-out ban red light cameras. It's not working. It's broken and bad policy. And sometimes we just have to, like, draw the line in the sand and say enough. I mean, it's time to say enough.
All right. Suzanne Mendoza, she is a state controller. And I say, I pronounce the M and the P.
You know, it is the season of the epiphany. You know, maybe people will actually have an epiphany and do the right thing.
Oh, I like that. That's very nice. I like how you brought that in. I'm now afraid that there's going to be a lightning strike. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you. You too. Let's check in now. Kim Gordon's got the news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.